Okay, today's Daf Ayin Gimel. We're on Daf Ayin Gimel, second line at the Mishnah. So at the end of all this discussion about Yayin Netzach, which we've been doing for like 2 weeks, says the Mishnah, Yayin Netzach Aser. By the way, Yayin Netzach is Aser. Right? Yayin Netzach is Aser. What do we mean here by Yayin Netzach? There's a big machlokas we've shown him and Achronim. Does this mean Yayin Netzach really Yayin Netzach? Or even Stam Yayin? Like even Stam Yayin of a Goy? We don't know. We all know that... No, it's not true, because we say Yayin Netzach, we mean both.
We do.
Right, so that's the question. Anyway, it's Aser, whatever it is, it's Aser. V'oser b'chol shehu. And it's Aser in a mashehu. Right? Not 60, not 100, meaning it's never butl. One drop falls into 10 million gallons, all 10 million gallons are Aser. Right? Now the question is, when it says Aser Mashu, does that mean to drink it, or even to have anah? So, the Ramah Paskins, I don't know how like this, like practically, the Ramah Paskins, that it's only Aser to drink it. But to have anah, you need 60. Do we practically hold like that? Because Bizman Azeh, maybe the priest, maybe some Buddhist a monk or something. But the average guy that touches wine has no intention of the Yayin Netzach. No, it's the furthest thing from his head. No Yayin Netzach by goyim, by regular guy. I'm not talking about a priest. Regular guy. What does a regular guy have? So therefore, this is only true for drinking it, but not for selling it. Do we hold like that? Lamaisa, we hold like that? I don't know. If a guy touches wine, can you sell it? They don't hold it. To sell it. Not to drink it. Drink it, you can't. It says Aser. No question, you can't drink it. Can you sell it? To go back, they touched it. Okay, so buy it off. Here's $10. Take the bottle.
It's a big machlokas. It's a massive machlokas.
Right. It's a big machlokas.
No, because I told you at the start, I know somebody who has investment wine.
Right.
And everyone said, how's it possible?
Oh, interesting.
That's what?
Investment wine.
Invested in a winery? What?
No. He has wine that's not kosher and...
Anyway, here we go. More. Yayin b'yayin. Wine got mixed in with wine. Mayim b'mayim. Water got mixed in with water. Proper water. But kalshu, the shear is a kalshu. What kind of water is this? So the Ritva says it's the water that the Christians use to go tevil or sprinkle, whatever they do, the Christians. So it's Aser water. So what is our water? That's real avodah zarah, right? Anyway, it's aser b'kol shehu. Rashi says on top, mayim shenisgantu l'avodas kochavu, water that has been gathered for avodah zarah, naflu b'mayim deheter, fell into heter yayin, heter water, right? But the answer is b'kol shehu. Now, yayin b'mayim, umayim b'yayin, but what if it fell in, water fell into wine, or wine fell into water? So it's min she'eno mino. Before we were talking about min b'mino. Now it's min she'eno mino. Then, b'no sein tam. Then the shear is no sein tam. What is the shear of no sein tam? What shear is that? If you can taste it, what shear is that? That's called 60. No sein tam and 60 is the same shear. Originally, the halacha was, you give it to, if it's something mutter, for example, truma wine fell into water. So is it bottle? They ask a coin.
Right.
Let a coin taste it. Did it taste any wine or this water? If it's usser, like if milk fell into the chalent, give it to a guy. Let a guy taste it. Right? Now, we don't do either. We don't do that today. Why don't we do that today? Why don't we do that today? Because there's a machlokes. When you give it to the guy, do you give it to him, Mesiach Lefitumo? My wife says, you don't tell them why you're asking. Or just opposite. Just opposite. You go to some expert, some guy on a cooking show, who could taste everything. And you ask him because of his expertise. So there's a machlokas, why are you going to the guy? But the two opinions contradict each other. It can't be one, it has to be the other. So therefore, since we know who to hold pasan, don't even bother going to a guy. So we can't go to a guy. So what do? Shishim. What's shishim? Shishim is 1.6666%. If it's more than 1.6%, it's asr. If it's less than that, it's batal. Zaklal. Here's the rule. Min bimino b'mashahu. Min bimino, never batal. Mashahu. Shalom bimino b'nosin tam. Without amino, b'nosin tam. Min she'en amino, it's b'nosin tam. It's with 60. Okay?
Can it taste 60%? I mean, how accurate?
No, not 60%. 1.6%.
Well, 1.6%.
If one drop of milk, one drop falls into a huge pot of cholent,
right.
It's less than 1.6%.
Right.
It's gonna be mutter. If it's more than that, it's usher.
Yeah, but if it's close.
Now the big issue is you don't know how much fell in.
Exactly.
So you have a suffix.
Right.
So if it's daraisa, you have to go lechumra, and if it's durabana, you go to kula. That's where the hak comes in. Right? Kyasar of Dimi, Amr of Yochanan, Hamar Yayin Ezech Bechavis, Mechavis, Labar, listen to this, Gemara. If somebody's pouring in wine from a bottle into a huge, large vat, Afilu Kol Yom Kulo, even the whole day, even if he's doing it the whole day, Rishon Batol, each drop that comes in becomes Batol. What does that mean? I have a 10,000 gallon vat, and I'm pouring in my 12 ounce bottle of wine. It's non-kosher wine. It's Yayin Ezech. Every time I pour it, as every drop falls in, it becomes batal.
Because it's not 60.
Because it's less than 60. It's less than 1%. Now, this holds that min bimino is batal. This is unlike our Mishnah. But he says, if you're pouring in, so every second that you pour, as it hits the 10,000 gallons, it becomes batal. Rishon batal. It becomes batal. And since it becomes batal, it's not a problem. Rashi says, Rishon, first Rashi, up on top. Shinafal, when it fell in, Batal b'yayin, kosher, shebabar, umut b'hana. It's mut b'hana. V'hai diktana l'kamon, yayin etzek shinafal b'bar, kul aser. Yeah, but tomorrow we're going to learn it's not true. No. Muki la ki shinafal chavetz gedola, v'nishba v'nachal kul g'echad. That's because the whole barrel fell in, it crapped in there, and it became aser at one time. Here, it's pouring in slowly. As every drop falls into the vat, it becomes batal. Tanan, that we learned, back to the Gemara, Yayin Nesech Aser V'Oseh B'Kolshehu. Our Mishnah said that Yayin Nesech, right, by the way, Rav Dimi cannot argue on our Mishnah, because Rav Dimi is not a Tana. So how can Rav Dimi say that? Our Mishnah is not like that. Our Mishnah said it's Batal B'Mashehu. So here the Gemara goes. Tanan, Yayin Nesech Aser V'Oseh B'Kolshehu. Aser with every drop. My love, isn't it talking about the Kanafal Isura Lagavatera? That the Isra fell into Heter? What do you mean Rishon Batal? How could you say that? So no, lo. Says Rav Dimi, no, that's not the case. The case is the Kanafal Hetera Lagai Isura. No. Heter fell into Isser. So if Heter falls into Isser, as every drop falls in, it becomes Asr. That Mishnah doesn't disagree with me. You hear this? As every drop of Heter falls into the Isser, it becomes Asr. I agree with that. I said it the other way. Right?
But so called salt, that bottle will be more than what it will be 160th. Even though the drops are less.
It's still less.
But in aggregate.
No, it's not. You have 10,000, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 gallons of wine, and I have 12 ounces. Less than 2%. Even if the whole bottle fell in, it's less than 2%.
Because it says here that even the bottle will be more than 60.
No, so, what do you mean?
Depends
it depends on the case. Depends on the case. But he's saying, yeah, as every drop falls in, it becomes batal. Of course. So right. Of course I agree with that. Of course I agree with the Mishnah. I said the other way. If the Isra is falling at the Heter, it becomes batal. Tashma. Sorry, another Raya. What did the Mishnah say? Yayin b'mayim b'nosin tam. If water fell into wine, yayin b'mayim, wine fell into water, what's the shear? 60. We don't, right? My lav, the kanafal chamer de isura lamaya de hetera. Doesn't it mean it's chamer de isura lamaya de hetera? Right? Not like Rav Dimi, who said, kama, but Mati, you want to stop, we'll pause for a second and get a coffee?
No, stop.
So the Gemara says, lo, again, same thing. The kanafal chamer de hetera lamaya de isura. the chamer de hetera fell into maya de isura. Therefore what? Therefore what? Right? Right? So it'll become usher unless it fell in at one shot and it can be mevatel it. So it's not a kasha on Rav Dimi, right? So the Gemara says like this. One second, midrasha the maya di isura sefer naya maya di isura. For consistency's sake, the two halves of the Mishnah should be saying the same thing. The katani sefer mayim biayin benosin tam, but it says benosin tam. So the Gemara says no. Amalach Rav Dimi kula maftis in hetera lego isura. The whole Mishnah is talking about heter falling into isur. Therefore, it's not a kash on me. Reisha, the kanafal chamra v'teira l'mayad yisura. The reisha was, treif wine, fold into kosher water. Seifa, the kanafal mayad yisura l'chamra yisura. And the seifa was, that kosher, what? Kosher water, fall into treif wine. Okay. Kiyasar of Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amr of Yochanan. Hama'ara yayin nesech, meitzir tzur katan l'bar. If you're pouring wine, yayin nesech, not kosher wine, from a tzirtzir cotton, it's a small little bottle. The point is, it doesn't have a good spout. It doesn't flow out very fast, dripping out. Afilu kol hayom kulo, rishon bottle. Even if you sit there all day long, as every drop falls in, it becomes bottle. Yeah.
That's the same way we said before.
Yeah. Exactly. Vidafka tzirtzir cotton, only a small little bottle that spurts out like that. Delonafesh amudeha, which doesn't have a good flow. Avol chavis. Low. But if it had a good flow, we would never say such a thing. Why not? Why not? Because then we're afraid that it didn't come in drops, and therefore too much came in at one time, and therefore it was more than 60, right?
Yes,
and Rashi says, don't worry about this Gemara anyway. Ain halacha kirav divi. We don't hold like this. That rishon bottle. We don't hold like that. Why not? Because Shari Rav Yitzchak v'hachmir, Rav Yitzchak said no, Bar Ravin v'hachmir, Ravin said no. L'kama pirkei yayinetzech b'mino b'mashu. We hold yayinetzech is mino b'mashu. So while the first drop fell in, it got popped right away. There's no such thing. Why? It's asim b'mashu. We don't hold like this. Rishon b'tal. We don't hold like that.
Isn't it also the fact that you can't do it like this?
What? What'd you say? Sorry? I didn't hear you.
If you do something deliberately.
Yeah.
Then it's never bottled.
No, we're talking about by mistake.
Okay. Yeah. If you pour, right.
In the Konami, you're right. If you do deliberately, it's never bottled. Right. He meant that it's pouring by itself. Okay. Right. It's happening. Right. So as every drop falls in, it becomes bottle. Right. We don't hold like that.
Right.
Not by Yayin Netzach. We don't hold like that by Yayin Netzach. Okay. Still not on?
Yeah.
We don't hold like that by Yayin Netzach.
Right.
By something else, maybe yes. Right. If milk fell into chon like that.
Yeah, accidentally.
Right.
That's part of the problems that they have with the other stuff.
What do you mean?
The sherry cask and stuff like that.
Because on purpose. Right, exactly. On purpose. Right. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar of Yochanan. When Ravin came, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Yayin Esech, Shenafal Labar, Yayin Esech falls into a bar, Vinafal Sham Kiton Shalmayim. Two things fold. I have a huge vat. Not such a huge vat. I have a barrel of wine, not a huge vat, not a million gallons, a barrel. Two things fall in. Treif wine fell in, yayin esach fell in, and then water fell in.
At the same time?
At the same time or right afterwards. So therefore what?
So it canceled each other out.
Oh, says the Gemara, Rowin es haheter. But what was the bottle? The barrel was kosher wine.
Right.
What fell in?
Water
and treif wine.
Right.
Now, roin es haheter ki'ilu eno. So view the heter as if it's not here. So view 90% of the wine as if it's not here.
Right.
Right? What do you have now?
You have
iser, also yayin esach wine, and water. So with the heter wine here, I can't do this. But if I pretend the heter wine is not here, what do I have now? I have water and treif wine. The water will be mevatel the treif wine. If I have the heter wine here, I can't do that. Why can't I do that? Because it's min bimino.
Yeah.
And min bimino is not batel. So I need to get rid of the min bimino. So pretend the heter wine is not here. I have now min wine, and she ain't amino water, then the shear is 60. So if three drops of Yayin Netzach fell into my 12-ounce bottle of water, three drops fell in, right? What do I have? The whole bottle's usher. But if 60 drops of water fell in along with 3 drops of Yayin Netzach, then the bottle becomes mutter. Because I'll view the Yayin Netzach, the Heter wine, as if it's not here. Right? You hear that? What gives you the right to do that?
Yeah.
Exactly. We'll see that in a minute. Rowan is a Heter Ki'ilu Eino. We view the Heter as if it's not here. Vashar Mayim Rabban Alav. And the rest of the water, the 63 drops of water will come. Umuvatlin Alav. Oh, so. And we'll be Umuvatl, the 3 drops of Yayin Netzach. Why? 60 times as much. Right? Not 60, it's really 3 drops. They need 180. 180 drops. They need 180 drops of water. Right? Says Rashi, Rowan is a heter ki'ilu eino. It's like a little bit right where we are. V'lo amrinon. We don't say hari nesar kol hayayin. We don't say the whole wine is usher. V'raba hayayin al hamayim. And then there's much more water in here than wine. I'm sorry. There's much more wine in here than water. What do I have? I have, how much is a bottle? How many ounces are in a bottle of wine? A regular bottle of wine is how many ounces?
750.
How many ounces does a regular bottle have? 16?
Ounces?
Ounces. It's not measured in ounces. 30, regular bottle is 32 ounces?
I think 33
ounces. Fine. Let's say 30 ounces. 30 ounces. A regular bottle is 30 ounces. What happened? I have 3 drops of, 1 drop of Yayin Netzach. So now all 30 ounces are usher. In order to do that, I need 30 times 60. That will dilute the whole thing. So, but I have 60 drops of water. Right? Says Rashi, we don't see that the whole 30 ounces now became usher. We're not going to say that. There's so much wine here. How much wine? 30 ounces plus one more drop. So much wine. Ella, no. But Isser Shenafal Greda Mishairinan. We just measure it just on the Isser that fell in. How much Isser fell in? 1 drop of Yayin Netzach fell in. Vikamayaruba. How many drops of water fell in? 61. Perfect. Right? Alma Palig Ravin Ad Rav Dimi. Ravin argues on Rav Dimi. What did Rav Dimi say? Rishon Batel. We don't call it like that. I need the water to come along and be mevatel the wine. The Ashmina Demaya who devatel chamra alva chamra la mevatel chamra. The wine's not mevatel the wine. Why not? Why can't the wine be mevatel the wine? I have 30 ounces in 1 drop because it's min bimino. So what do I need? Forget that wine. Forget the hetter wine. I have 60 drops of water. 61 drops, let's say. 1 drop of Yayin Netzach, it's bottle. Where is it? It happens to be swimming in another bottle of wine. So what? What does it matter where it's swimming? It's bottle. Now, what gives you the right to say that? Why don't we say that each drop of wine, that the drop of treif wine, gets dispersed at all? That's a good, you know, the Rishonim and the Achronim have a big field day over here with this concept. Now, Kiyosar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar of Yochanan, Lo Shanu, all that's good and well. Ela shenafal kitun shamayim tchila, if the water fell in first. That makes sense. If the water fell in first. So first 61 ounces of water fell into my bottle of wine. And I was all upset because it diluted the wine a little bit. 61 drops of water fell into my wine. It's going to dilute the wine. It'll take away a little bit. Then you know what happened? A drop of Yayin Netzach fell in. I was so happy the water fell in there first. Saved my whole bottle of wine. It's bottle. Aval lo nafal sham kitun shamayim tchila, but if the water didn't fall in first, what fell in first? The 1 drop of Yayin Netzach fell in first, Nimse comes out, Matzah Min Esmino. What does Matzah Min Esmino mean? Birds of a feather flock together. The 1 drop of wine fell into the 30 ounces of kosher wine, the Nair, and it woke up all 30 ounces of wine. And now what do I have now? I have 30 ounces of wine. 30 ounces of what kind of wine? Not kosher now. Yayin Netzach. Now I threw in 60 ounces, or fell in. 60 ounces, 60 drops of water fell in. Nothing happens. Makes no difference.
How could 1 ounce reinvigorate 30?
Because min bimino is not batel. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. We're going to keep on, hold that question for another 2 minutes, and then we'll get the answer. Ikad demasni la amasnithan. Others, that was by a statement that Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said in the name of Rav Yochanan. That was a statement. By the way, Ikad demasnisan. Others said, our Mishnah said exactly that. What our Mishnah say? Yayin biyayin, Kolshu. Wine falls into wine. What's the shear? Kolshu. One drop, the whole bottle of, all your 30 ounces are gone. Why? Why? Because min bimino is not bottle. Right? Now, Amar of Shmuel by Yehuda, Amar of Yochanan. Lo shanu elisha lo nafal chalkita. Lo shanu elisha lo nafal sham kiton shalmayim. That's only true if water didn't fall in first. Avol nafal shalkiton. That doesn't say first. It doesn't say first.
It says as well.
It says as well. The first manda amar, the first way we learned it, it said the water has to be in there first. Second manda amar left out the word first. It has to be in there also. Doesn't make a difference when the water fell in. Doesn't make a difference.
It does though.
According to the second version, it doesn't. Right, 1 second. Aval nafal sham kitom shamayim. But if water fell in, rowan as a heter kiilu eino. We view the heter as if it's not here. Vashar mayim rabban alav mevatlan also. The rest of the water comes along and mevatl it. So the same bottom line. Yes, the Gemara. My ikka bein le demasni la amasnisen bein le demasni la adaravin. What's the difference if this idea of rowan as a heter kiilu eino was said on our Mishnah, or said on a statement of Ravin? What's the difference? It's a difference. And Ravin made a statement. Ravin said this concept of rowan. Right? If wine falls into my bottle, and then water falls in. Rowan, that's a iser ki'ilu eino. Sorry, rowan is a heter ki'ilu eino. Review the heter as if it's not here. And if it's 60 is more, it's mevatel. Our Mishnah said, yayin b'yayin min b'mino. That's only true if water didn't fall in. But if water fell in, you view the heter as if it's not here. What's the difference if Ravin said it or if our Mishnah said it? What's the difference? Says the Gemara. Big difference. No.
It's more power
with
the Mishnah.
No. Man demath amas nisan. The one who learned it on the Mishnah, lo boi tchila, didn't require the water to fall in first. Didn't say that. It said as well. Didn't say first. Man demasni la aravin boi tchila. The one who held that the statement was said on Ravin's statement, said the water has to fall in first. What are they arguing about?
The water fell in.
What? According to both of them, the water fell in.
Yeah, but first to last.
What's the difference? What are they arguing about? To argue, what?
It's baseline, though.
No, so, what do you mean, baseline? What do you mean? What does that mean?
When you start out, what are you starting out with?
Oh, so that's half the answer. The answer is, you'll see, one of the most fundamental concepts now. This machlokas, which seems like it's such a silly, not silly, such a minutiadic machlokas, is the most fundamental machlokas in all of Tairoves. Let's say I have a chalant, right? And it's a chalant has 10 ounces. I don't know. Something falls in. My maid's sandwich from McDonald's, the meat, she threw in a hot dog from McDonald's. It fell into my chalant. My chalant, it's not bottle. It's not bottle. Why? It's more than 60. It's more than 1.6%. It's not bottle. Now what happens? Now, unbeknownst to anybody, 1,000 potatoes fell into the chalant. Right? It's min she'eino mino. Now it'll be mevatel the isher that's already in the chalant.
Right?
It'll be mevatel the isher in the chalant. When a treif hot dog falls into my chalant, does it turn the entire chalant into isher? So I need 60 times the entire chalant? Or do I need 60 times the hot dog still? What's the rule?
The chalant.
So again, the hot dog fell into my chalant.
Right.
Right? It trafed up my chalant. Why did it trafe up the chalant? Because it was more than 60. It was more than 1.6%. Now, more stuff is going to fall in. It can't fall in on purpose. But it's going to fall in by mistake. Does it have to be more than the hot dog? Or more than the whole chalant now? Did it turn the whole chalant? I can't eat any portion of this chalant now. As long as the hot dog's in there. And nothing else happens, I can't eat any ounce of this chalant. Not the potatoes, not the bar, not the kosher meat. It all became usur. Why? Not 60.
Right.
Now, do I need to turn the whole chalant into isur now? I need 60 times the whole pot of chalant? Or I still need 60 times more than just that hot dog? For other kosher meat to fall in, other stuff to fall in. What's the answer to that? That's what they're arguing about. That's what they're arguing about. How so?
So you can pull it out, that's not possible. It's not possible anyway.
What?
Once you can pull it out, that's not possible anyway.
No, so in the case of wine, we have one drop and 60 drops. It's very possible.
No, but he's here with the hot dog.
Correct.
Correct. Correct. It's just a theory. It's a theoretical case.
Exactly.
It's a theoretical case. But it's not so theoretical. You'll see it in a minute. That's called chaticha nases nevela. It's called chanan in parlance. Chaticha nases nevela. The chaticha, the treif hot dog, turns the whole chalent into a nevela. Not just the hot dog, the whole chalent. Right? Chaticha nases nevela. It's a fundamental principle of tairovas. Right? Chaticha nasas nevela. Is that what's going on here? Right? If you hold, I don't require the water to fall in first. I don't require that. You know why? Because he doesn't hold of chaticha nasas nevela. So when one drop fell in, true, it's now usher to drink any of that wine. Why is it usher to drink any of that wine? Because min bimino is not bottle. But do I need now, how much do I need, how much water has to fall in now? 61 ounces. 61 drops. Just to mevatel the one drop. Does that one drop turn all 30 ounces of wine into treif? For purposes of drinking, yes. For purposes of drinking, yes, it does. But does it turn into one chaticha of nevela, of iser? No, it doesn't. Therefore, all in your 61 drops, it's mevatalit, I can drink the whole wine now, the whole 30 ounces. But if you hold chanan, that one drop falls in, it'll turn the entire 30 ounces into mamish nevela.
Right.
How much water do I need? I need 60 times 30 ounces. Therefore, the wine has to fall in first. Therefore, the water has to fall in first. The water fell in first, the one drop falls in, it's bottle.
We learned a few days ago that...
You hear that? You hear this, Lumdus? That's what's going on here. So you see, chanan, oh, it's never going to happen. If some tray falls into my challenge, I'm never going to have 60 times more fall in by mistake. That's true. It's never going to happen. But you see how it can come up. It's very, very relevant. Yeah?
We learned a few days ago that if a guy took some kosher wine from the bottom of the barrel, then anything up to the spout would be usher and anything above would be fine. So why is that...
That was only for touching it, for hanah, for drinking it. That was a chumris of yayin etzach. Here we're talking about bittel. That wasn't a bittel issue. We're talking about bittel. You hear what's going on? If the wine, if you hold of chanan, the wine can't fall in first.
Right.
Right? Okay. Itmar. Yayin etzach. You have yayin etzach. Shenafal labar. It fell into a kosher pit of water, of wine. Nafal shom kitan shomayim. And then water fell in. Right? Same exact case. So, Amar Chizkiah said like this, Higdilu be'iser, that means, Higdilu be'iser, if, increase, that means, you first had the water in there, and then the, 1 second, what are we talking about? Yeah, Yayin Esech fell in now. Higdilu be'iser, if you first had the water in there and then the wine fell in, then usher. Then it's usher. Why is it usher? Why is it usher? Yeah, why is it usher? Higdilu be'iser, if... Right. What happened? What does it mean, Gdilu B'Isser? It means Yayin Nesech fell in afterwards. First I had wine, then water fell in, then wine fell in. Higdilu B'Isser, Higdilu B'Isser. The wine fell in last. That's Usser. Why is it Usser? Rashi says on top, Higdilu HaMayim, Vayayin B'Isser, Shunafel Yayin B'Sof, Nesech B'Sof, Higdilu B'Isser, Lo Amrin and Rowan as Hedder Ki'ilu Eino. We don't say, well, let's view the Hedder as if it's not here. El yayin nesech mischaber lamino, the yayin, right? The ein hamayim rubbin alav. There's not enough water here. For kol shkein im naflu mayim basof kedemin leel. Right. In other words, what happened? I had kosher wine, then water fell in. then the ayinetzich fell in. It's not batal because there's not enough water. That's all he's saying. Higdilu beheter, but if the water fell in first, if the water fell in last, right? I'm sorry. If you had treif wine and water, then higdilu beheter, and then, no. Yes, then the ayinetzich, then heter wine fell in. Mutter, it's mutter. Why? Because the yayin esek was already bottled in the water that you already had in there. Right? From Yochanan Amar, that's the answer. Right? Yeah. In other words, you had yayin, went to one more line. From Yochanan Amar, afilu higdilu b'isser mutter. No, even the first case is mutter. Why? Because the water is going to be mevatel, because we're going to say this rowin. So, maybe they're arguing in the machlokas of Rabbanan, or Belazar and the Rabbanan. About what? What are they arguing about? Ditnan. Sa'ar shel chulin v'shel truma. Yes, sarf chulin and truma. Shenafal atocha isa. Fell into a dough. Now, what's sa'ar? Sa'ar is leavening agent. So fell into, nothing to do with chametz, it has to do with truma. Fell into a dough. Now, l'socha isa, lo b'zeh k'deh l'chametz v'lo k'deh l'chametz. Neither of them can make the dough rise. However, when it's darfu v'chamsu, together they made the dough rise. V'lezer omer achwar achwar n'ibah. Which one fell in last? If the truma fell in last, only a kohen could eat it. If the chulin fell in last, anybody could eat it. V'cham omer, no. Bein shenafel isa b'tchila, bein l'basov, ein aser, it's not aser. You need the truma to be enough. Why? Because he holds dev zev zeh gorm is mutter. Okay? But now, so same thing over here. Which one fell in last? Nah, the tispra, that's not what they're arguing about. That's the iser. That's only if you removed the iser. The truma thing you removed. But if you didn't remove it, usser. Everyone holds it's usser. And over here, you can't remove the treif wine. Because it's all mixed up. Chizkiya Amar said, come on, who's Chizkiya holding like? Not the whole like. Elohacha, Beroan Kamiflagi. They're arguing on this concept of Rowan. Do we say, let's view the heter as if it's not here? L'chizkiya, Leslu Rowan. L'chizkiya doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yochanan, Islay. Rabbi Yochanan does hold of Rowan. Says Rashi, Rowan Kamiflagi. Chizkiya Savar. Lo amino rowan as a heter as mino ki ilu eno. Take the heter and pretend it's not here. She eno mino rabo lav muvatlo. The eno mino is more than that. Elakivin the yayin kosher kodem liyayin esech. Since the yayin treif the kosher wine is here before the treif wine. The yayin kosher have rabo lamayim. Kinafal yayin esech matzim in esmino v'neir. Okay, fine, very good.
Where did they come up with the concept of a rowan? Is that like legal fiction?
So we said, it sounds like it is. Doesn't it sound like it's legal fiction? What do you mean pretend? Pretend like the heter wine's not here. It's not pretending. We're not pretending.
But who came up with this concept of Rowan?
The Gemara.
I know.
So it's a little bit tied to the concept of Chanan, which is a theoretical concept. When I told you the case of the Cholent and the hot dog, you understood it.
Right?
So what's the difference between the hot dog and Cholent or wine and wine? What's the difference? If water falls in, it's mevatel that one drop. Rowan, the heter, as if it's not here. That's so crazy.
Well, because the water, they're both liquids, it's the same.
So that's why min bimino is never bottle.
That's the reason.
Because, right? There are questions about min bimino biyavesh is bottle. What's min bimino biyavesh? One hot dog falls into 1,000 hot dogs. That's bottle.
Sure.
Right? Why? Because it's distinguishable. Right? But min bimino balach has to be, it's not bottle. Why not? Because it can't be. So that makes sense. Umi Isli le Rabbi Yochanan Rowan? Does Rabbi Yochanan even hold from this?
Don't use Shishim also? Don't use Shishim as even for min bimino belach?
No. No. One drop of non-kosher milk falls into your milk. You can't drink the milk. I think that's how we paskin.
Sure.
I think so. Maybe not. I don't know.
It could be
Gzeir, right. Yeah. Right, right. Is it really ill Rowan? For by me Asi Meir Yochanan, Shnei Kosos, he had two cups, Echad Shel Chul, Echad Shel Truma, he had one of Chul, one of Truma, Umazgan, V'Irvan Zebezeh, mahu, and they got you diluted them, you mixed them up, they got all mixed up, right? Do we say that you're rowing? We're going to row in as we're going to view the heter as if it's not here to be mevatalit. Lo pashadlei. He didn't answer it. How can you tell me he holds it that he didn't answer it? Yeah, meikar lo pashadlei, lo pashadlei. In the beginning, he didn't have an answer, but then he got an answer. It manami amar of ami amar of yochanan amar of vasi amar of yochanan. Base kosos. You have two cups. Echad shel chul and echad shel truma. One of chul and one of truma. Umaz gone ve'irvin zebezeh, and they fell into each other. They got a little mixed up. Rowan is heter ki ilu eno. You view the heter as if it's on here. Vashar mayim rabbi lo mevatalo. So the rest of the water can be mevatalit. Why? Because we say rowan. Then we said zaklau. Here's the rule. Min b'mino b'mashehu. Shlo b'mino b'no sentam. Ravu Shmuel d'arbi tavayu. Kol ishtzurin shevatora b'mino b'mashehu. Mino is a mashehu, right? V'shlo b'mino b'no sentam. Right? What's no sentam? 60. Then it says zaklau. This is the rule. But you have to repeat yourself. Why did the Mishnah have to say that? Zaklau. La suye mai, what does that come to include? La suye kol isur in shevet Torah. Every isur in the Torah, same story. Every isur in the Torah, same story. Rabbi Yochanan of Yerushalayim, which is learned in Tavayu, kol isur in shevet Torah. Every isur in the Torah. Bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, but no same time. Even bimino, no same time. 60. So if one drop of milk of trait falls in, I don't know what it would say. Chut, except for, mitevel, v'yayin esech. Except for tevel and yayin esech. B'mino, b'mashu, that's tomorrow's stuff. B'mino, b'mashu, shalom b'mino, b'no sein tam. Zaklal, lasuye tevel. And what does zaklal come to include? Tevel. Where'd tevel come from, out of the blue? Why is tevel asa b'mashu? Tanya kevaseh shuvah v'shmul, tanya kevaseh rachadon v'rishlakish. Tanya kevaseh rachadon v'shmul, kol esu v'chir v'tar b'mino v'mashu, shalom b'mino b'no sein tam. Very good. Tanaka Vase de Rav Yochanan, Versh Lakish, Kosu and Chiratara, Bemino, Ben Shlomino, Benositam, Chutzmitevel, Viayanetzech, Bemino Benashahu, Shlomino, Benositam. The Bishlom Yayanetzech, Mishum Chomer of the Kachavim. I understand why Machmu so Machmer by Yayanetzech and want people to stay far away from Avodah Zarah. Elatevel, my timer. Why is Tevel Asa Bemashahu? So the answer is, Keteru, Kachisuro. The way it becomes Mutter is the way it becomes Asur. Damar Shmuel, chita achas b'teres hasakri. One kernel, a mashu, removes tevel. A mashu removes tevel. So too, a mashu makes it aser. That's why tevel is not batel.
But actually,
a lot of tevel
is
batel,
right?
No, not tevel. That's truma. Truma. Not tevel. Tevel not
batel. Tanya nami hachi b'me amru tevel aser oser b'chol shu b'mino. B'me amru tevel oser b'chol shu b'mino, shlom b'mino, b'no sin tam. Again, that's only b'mino. B'no shlom b'mino, it's going to be b'no sin tam. Okay? So we stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow is regular time, yes. Regular time, but after davening, we'll have a siyum. Everyone have a very good day.
Yeah.